One of the needs that was identified back in 2018 was the need to reestablish a youth center. There have been youth centers in Dryden on and off for a number of years, but mostly they have failed because of the fact that the funding wasn't there for a youth facilitator. Earlier in 2019, it was identified again that there were some issues around young people in the community using drugs and alcohol, that having a detrimental impact on themselves, on the community, on the school system. So a partnership was created at that time between the Kenora District Services Board and the Kiewit and Patricia District School Board in an attempt to open a youth center in Dryden. Part of the overall community well-being plan, a subcommittee was formed in order to connect with the youth in the community, identify the needs, what they want to see. There were well over 300 surveys that were participated in by youth in our community, and they drove what they wanted to see. And the number one message that came from that is they want a safe place to go. They want a safe place to go to hang out with their friends and do activities, some structured activities, some non-structured activities. And they just wanted to be able to be in an environment where there was no influence of drugs and no influence regarding violence. That took the lead on what the youth center was going to look like. So in July of 2019, the doors opened with a donation by the KDSB of space and some funding for a summer student program. And the youth center currently services young people the age of 11 to 16. They offered all kinds of scheduled activities and partnered with organizations across the community to provide swimming, yoga, painting races. They did the Amazing Race. They had a kitchen club. Cooking and baking was a very popular activity, not only because it's fun, but they also learn life skills when they're doing that, and they learn how to work together. They had movie nights, they have gym nights at the Dryden High School, they had science day, they did everything from non-structured activities such as board games and tournaments and dances, provided for an opportunity for kids to do something fun. They also did a Minute to Win It and then other water games. What that did in the 37 days it was open is that there was 120 unique individuals signed into the youth center with a total of 584 sign-ins. So our young people that were using the center would come multiple times a day, multiple times a week. And those statistics are extremely overwhelming. 120 individuals. One thing that really stands out with our structure of the youth center is that we partnered with so many organizations in the community. The Dryden Regional Hospital, Crisis Response, Dryden Native Friendship Center, the high school, the Dryden Police Service, to make sure that the community also supported all of the young people that were there. When you do that, that builds trust in our young people. That builds trust between young people and adults that they do have the support that they need in the community. When we saw these numbers, we recognized that there is not only a need based on what our community partners tell us, but a need based on what young people are telling us. One of the partnerships that was very unique and significant was a partnership with the Dryden Regional Hospital. They recently hired a youth and family outreach worker, crisis outreach worker. So this worker was on site. It provided an opportunity for not just the young people, but their families to get help if they are in some sort of crisis. And have that service so close at hand is very unique to our community. And it's really something that we should not be giving up so quickly. So unfortunately, we are at a standstill with the doors closing of the youth center because we don't have a partner that has stepped up to fund the youth facilitator. There are a few organizations, including the City of Dryden, that may have the ability and the capacity to do that. That's why we originally went to council. We wanted them to be aware that the successes of the youth center, the demand for the youth center, and the need for long-term sustainable funding for that position. During the operational period of the youth center, a lot of organizations and a lot of private citizens donated time, money, resources, equipment, And we also have opportunities to continue that type of donation of resources and commitments from other partners in the community. But what we really need is we need an organization to step up and to fund the youth center. People may be asking, why do we need a youth center? Well, there's all kinds of studies and statistics regarding youth centers and youth hubs across the country, across the province. The World Health Organization in a study said that prevention and intervention aimed at youth between the ages of 12 and 25 provide for greater economic growth, personal growth, and social impacts. And those interventions need to come at an early age. That's why we need to keep our doors open to the youth center. We need to ensure that our youth center includes all of those partners so that we can continue to provide for those structured, skill-developing activities along with helping families and youth that may be in crisis. And that was our goal, and we were able to establish that. So this is a very important stat for our area in Northern Ontario. According to the Northwest Health Unit Alcohol Trend Reports in 2017, over half of the Northwest population, Dryden, Kenora, Sioux Lookout, and Fort Frances, aged 12 to 18, have engaged in some sort of underage drinking compared to the provincial rate of 31%. We hear it all the time from our young people, there's nothing to do in the community. Well, now we have a youth center that will meet the needs of our community so we can also bring those stats down and hopefully build the skills where kids are not just going to drink at 12 to 17 years old. The other stats that is very important is that the Dryden Police Service from 2017 to 2018 found a 25% increase with our trouble with youth calls. We want to bring that down as well. Those are stats that are very specific to our area. And this is the goal of the youth center, to give young people an alternative to, I don't have anything to do except for drink, or engage in other high-risk behaviors. And I think we did a really good job, and I think that the community did an amazing job getting the youth center open, partnering properly, and making sure those activities were there. We have other avenues to look for resources and equipment, but we need that long-term sustainable youth facilitator position. And we need many partners, including the City of Dryden or Council, to seriously consider how they're going to do that. If you read some of the research on youth centers and youth hubs, it is a crime prevention program. When we're talking about early intervention, we're talking about early intervention for young people through multiple and multidisciplinary integrated services. So youth centers and youth hubs are emerging as a potentially effective and cost-effective method of dealing with youth mental health, addiction concerns, also improving their long-term outcomes with building life skills, capacity, and a greater appreciation for the community. Because one of the things that was very apparent was giving back to the community. How do you do that as a young person, and how do you do that as you get older? I think that if we can keep the doors open, some of these stats that are reflective of Dryden with youth consumption of alcohol, we will see our stats go down as well. We will have better relationships with our young people and hopefully create that ultimate crime prevention program that our community really wants to see at this time.